95.7 The Rocket, Lafayette's Classic Rock. Hi there, it's Rob Creighton. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. And joining me in the studio right now, we have Guy Lombardo from the NWA Indiana. Guy, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing very fine.
It is a beautiful day, and that colorful shirt, man, you're just blowing this room apart.
Hawaiian Shirt Fridays, baby.
Oh, and then didn't you just tell me that you're going with the Hawaiian look?
I'm going with the Hawaiian look on Fridays.
Is that wishful thinking you were somewhere other than Lafayette?
Nah. I like the colorful shirts. It used to be part of, I have like maybe 15 of them in a closet at home. I used to wear them all the time, every day. But I've figured out that it kind of, you know, you wear them Monday through Thursday, makes people take you a little too not seriously enough. So.
Well, Rob, as somebody who comes in here quite often, it's hard to take you serious all the time anyways.
Well, yeah, of course. You guys got a big wrestling match coming up over the weekend, don't
you? This Sunday, we're back to our regular day of the week, Sundays. The last couple months have been Friday shows. We're very excited to be back on Sundays. It's 6 p.m. this Sunday. Doors open at 5 down at the Lafayette Theater. We're back home again on Sunday night, so we're looking for an exciting crowd. It's the finals of our tournament to crown our first ever NWA Heritage Singles Champion.
Very, very cool. So who's fighting in that?
There's eight gentlemen, and I know I'm going to forget somebody. It's myself, Bad Boy Billy Bart, Sexy Sean Cook, former WWE star Flash Flanagan, Johnny Motley, who, by the way, all the young gals at the show seem like they just have fallen in love with this kid. One half of the tag team champions, Kenny Courageous.
Two more.
Justin Andrews, one of the good wrestlers here in Lafayette. And, man, there's somebody else, and you've put me on the spot. But there's also Devon Fury will also be there, the other half of the tag team champions, along with Lafayette's own Lash Gibson. And I'm really drawing a blank on that eighth guy right now.
Oh, well, maybe you'll remember him by the end of the interview.
Let's hope so, because I'm not, really
gonna,
like a big dummy right now.
You're going to get a little bit of the business when you
they
walk in on Sunday.
Speaking of the business, Rob Creighton made his first appearance at NWA Indiana last
month.
Actually,
it was second.
Was it your second time?
I was out once when you guys were at the old location.
Why don't you tell everybody about what your experience was?
I had a great time. I came out. I enjoyed a couple of cocktails. You know, I'm friends with a couple of the guys over at the Lafayette Theater, and I hung out with your ring announcer, Dan Summers, and watched some good old wrestling. Watched you and Sean get into it, man.
Yeah, Sean and me having a little run-in. You know, when you got an ego the size of Sean Cook, you know, you kind of have a run-in with everybody. And, you know, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, and my beautiful daughter Shelby's with us. You know, we were talking. One of the great things, not only as an adult, you were able to enjoy a couple of adult beverages.
Right.
But how much fun did those kids have?
Oh,
I mean,
kids,
was that not family fun or what?
The kids had a lot of fun, and it is very family friendly. I mean, it's a wrestling match, but it's almost old school. Back when, you know, to compare it to WWE these days, there was a little less of an edge.
That's perfect. I mean, it's the old school mentality, along with some of these young kids we have, Justin Andrews, Lash Gibson, Johnny Motley. These guys can just flat out go. And a lot of that's the influence of our commissioner, Pure Dynamite Billy Rock. You know, Billy's got that electrifying personality, and hopefully if the Lafayette fans keep supporting Billy at the show, maybe we can get Billy Rock back in the ring on a permanent basis. And I just thought of the eighth guy in the tournament, Rob Raymer.
I got all eight.
I had to think about it.
NWA Indiana at the Lafayette Theater Sunday. Doors open what time?
Doors open at 5, bell time 6. And anybody who's been to one of our shows know you got to get there early for prime seats. We don't. It's first come, first serve. We don't reserve seats unless it's somebody like for a sponsor, but that's we try not to put them right up front.
Right.
So come early. You know, if you start coming down Main Street about 4:30, the line's already starting to form. There are some tickets still available at Just Smokes on Earl Avenue.
Okay.
And they are $6 in advance. But if you go into Just Smokes today or tomorrow, and this is while they still have tickets available.
While supplies last.
If you say you heard Rob and Guy Lombardo on 95.7 The Rocket, you can get your tickets at buy one, get one free today and tomorrow. But you got to tell them, hey, I heard Guy and Rob talking about this on the radio.
Very, very cool. Anything else? You got one other thing coming up in a couple months, don't you?
Yeah, we were talking about this before we went on the air. You know, we're trying to get a lot of momentum going into August. You know, we've got, in the past, we've brought in some big stars of the past, but we're bringing in a guy that's currently on national television every Monday night, Jerry the King Lawler. Multiple-time world champion, multiple organizations. He is on the USA Network every Monday night, and you know, he's just not sitting behind the announcer booth. He's been in the ring more this year than he's probably been in the past 5 years. So a WWE Hall of Famer, you know, he's been in movies with Jim Carrey when they did the Andy Kaufman movie a few years ago. Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon,
like
yeah.
You know, he was in a movie recently. You know, and anybody who remembers the Andy Kaufman-Jerry Lawler feud, I mean, he goes back to David. I mean, Jerry Lawler's been on David Letterman several times. So, yeah, August, Jerry the King Lawler making an appearance in Lafayette. We're all very excited, and there'll be a lot more information this Sunday about that for the people that are at the show.
Very cool. NWA Indiana, doors open at 5, bell time, 6 o'clock, and we got some tickets if you'd like to go. I warned people earlier that we weren't going to give them away at 5 o'clock tonight. We were going to do it earlier when you came in, Guy.
Oh, fantastic.
765-477-1795. If you want to go see the NWA Indiana, call me now and we'll hook you up.
And remember, Rob, anybody who goes to Just Smoke 16 North Rural Avenue tonight or tomorrow, and they said they heard Guy and Rob talking about it on the air, buy one, get one free tickets. Doors open at 5, bell time 6. And if you want to get some of the best seats possible, you probably want to get in line about 4:30. All ages shows, you heard Rob talk earlier. The adults can have some adult beverages, but the kid, I mean, it's really a family atmosphere, and those kids have a blast at the show. And I don't know, are we going to have some Bob and Tom t-shirts this time, or are we out of stock on those?
I need to go check, but we'll see. I think we have a few.
So that's even more of a reason to go.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob, for having us. We appreciate it.
It's 95.7 The Rocket on the way. Van Halen, Molly Hatchet, and Ozzy will jump on board the crazy train. It's 95.7 The Rocket.
Hi, this is Bob.
And this is Tom coming up Saturday morning in the Bob and Tom Show. Comedian Bill.